A new air in India may be positive for Christians. Baptists are helping the medically needy in Ghana, and a film ministry says their work can't be completed just yet. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Christians in India are joyful today after a calm Christmas in Orissa. Last year, radicals attacked Christians, beating them, burning their homes, and destroying churches. However, Gospel for Asia's K.P. Yohannan says even though more attacks were threatened, that didn't happen this year. He thinks he knows why.
By God's grace, an answer to prayer, the state government stepped in and announced anyone who is causing disturbance in the state, they are going to be arrested and punished severely.
Christians were able to hold Christmas services publicly, and now Yohannan says secular Hindus are speaking out in support of believers.
Intelligent people all over the state are now coming out in public saying what we need is a peaceful society and Christians are never a threat. And that is a new thing. So I think God is working, and I see a lot of people come to Christ in the days to come from Orissa.
You can find a link to GFA at our website. Next, persecution has improved for some Christians in 2008, but worsened for others. Voice of the Martyrs' Todd Nuttleton isn't discouraged, though, because the church tends to grow during times of persecution.
Christ promised that his followers would be persecuted, and that is coming true around the world. But that also means the church is growing. More people are coming to know Christ in a personal way.
Overall, Nettleton says persecution is worse than it was before and will be worse next year. He's asking people to pray for persecuted believers and for Voice of the Martyrs as it makes decisions about their ministry.
The challenge for us is to know the best way to support the church in restricted nations and the best way to come alongside them and lift them up and support them and encourage them, as well as telling the rest of the world, here's what's going on, here's what's happening with our brothers and sisters.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Assist News Service reports that a Muslim convert was sexually assaulted and tortured in Egypt while trying to escape persecution. Martha Samuel was converted 5 years ago and was apprehended in the Cairo airport while trying to travel to Russia with her family. To force a return to Islam, police sexually assaulted and tortured Samuel. They denied food to her young children to increase pressure on her. Police say they'll release Samuel if she returns to Islam. Pray for the safety of this believer and her family. Meanwhile, a medical facility in Ghana is receiving help from the International Mission Board. With only two doctors to see hundreds of villagers each day, IMB sends volunteers to help with the center's workload. IMB offers a volunteer program for residents and fourth-year medical students who want to offer their services overseas, covering nearly all costs. Unlimited freedom to share the gospel as well as medical care is a common appeal. Find out more at our website. And the Jesus Film Project wants to give everyone in the world a chance to hear the gospel in their own language. With 1,050 translations completed of the dramatized Book of Luke, Jesus Film's Scott Pendleton says the work isn't done yet.
We are hoping to translate and dub the Jesus Film into the remaining languages of the world that have at least 100,000 speakers. That leaves us with about 500 more languages to go.
That can't be done until 400 of the languages have the Gospel of Luke translated into their language. However, translating the Jesus Film into other languages isn't the only priority in the year ahead.
The area where we really want to improve is in the area of follow-up, discipleship, and church planting after people have seen the film. We're being more deliberate in training potential partners.
With a poor economy, your financial support is needed now more than ever. Click on the link in our story at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's making available the music video, The Lord's Prayer, Yours Free for the Asking. It's a moving, high-end production that shows how the power of the Lord's Prayer unites Arab Christians, serving as a reminder to us to pray for them as they reach out. Get your free DVD at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.